Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1-2. DeJesus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wallach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reitz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott bunts towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into right field. Durham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Durham. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Krukow strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. DeJesu moves to second. Leon Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Dawson moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Jay Howell now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Cromartie moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach hits a line drive into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing left field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Dawson, who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Mel Hall pinch hits for Jay Howell. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Expos. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. Spear moves to third. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. Francona moves to second. It's 6-2, Expos. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Scott moves to third. It's 7-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Dawson scores. Cromartie moves to third. It's 9-2, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cromartie scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 10-2, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Ty Waller now playing third base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Tabler covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Spear moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Waller is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wallach. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Bonds scores. It's 10-3, Expos. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Dan Briggs now playing center field. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Expos. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Raleigh Eastwick. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Cubs 4. the Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Waller is 0-for-1 in the game. Waller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waller moves to second. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Waller scores. Bonds goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Expos. Woody Fryman now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.